Shoot Mareva Rabotai. Tonight, Be'ezrat Hashem, is Hanukkah. And tonight, Be'ezrat Hashem, it will be the first day of Hanukkah. From today, we will learn Ma'alim HaKodesh. When, as you know, the halakha, it's like Bet Hillel, that we light, every day we light one candle more. Tonight is the first one, tomorrow it's the second one, till we reach the eighth, the full Hanukkah light. Ma'alim HaKodesh, it's something that we have to learn. A Jew always has to increase in his Avodat Hashem. A Jew is not like an ordinary man. A Jew always, we demand from him a little bit more, a little bit more. That means that after Hanukkah, so we have to continue. There is no limit. This is Hanukkah. Because the Greeks are back. I mean, their culture, their civilization how they lived before, as well. Excuse me to tell you this. Every year we see the Greek civilization improve more and more. So there is Zele Omadze. We have a battle. The Tum'a and the Kedusha. The impurity and the purity. On one hand you have the Kedusha Ma'alim HaKodesh. You have to increase every day. And the Tum'a knows that. So what they do? They as well, Ma'alim. As well they improve themselves. It's a fight. Till Mashiach will come, it's a fight. Now the question is, we saw a lot of miracles in our history. We saw Rabbi Hanina ben Dusa, one day, his daughter, she lighted the candles of Shabbat with vinegar. Instead of putting the oil, she put vinegar. And then Shabbat came, and she realized what she did, a big mistake that she did. She went to her father, Rabbi Hanina, and she started crying, "Papa, I did a big mistake. Instead of putting the oil, I put the vinegar. And what about Shabbat?" So Rabbi Habidusai said, "What a big deal. Mi she amal ha-shemel yadlik, yomal la-chomets yadlik." The one who decided that the oil you can light with the oil, so Hashem will decide that the vinegar will be like the oil. Don't worry. And that's what happened. The Nerot of Shabbat that she lights with the vinegar, they still lighting maybe till after Shabbat. It's a bigness. Bigness. Rabbi Hanina Sagan HaKohanim, he said, "I never saw, even sometimes that there is oil missing in the menorah, I never saw the light of the menorah switch off. It was a bigness, a ness of 100 years. We do nothing to remember this. There is a man, there is a lady here in Borough Park. She told me last year that she had a big problem, health problem. And I remember I did give her one candle of Rabbi Chaim Pinto that she will light. And she told me that candle, it remained on not only 24 hours, but when it remained on more than 34 hours. And then when it went off, she said to her mother, "You see, Mama, this candle, instead of being on 24 hours, he remained 34, 10 hours more. I want to try to put it on again. And so I will pray with the zechut of Rabbi Chaim Pinto that he will answer me to be healthy." So the mother, she said, "But it's already, there is nothing. If you put it on, he will switch, will went off." So he said, "Well, we try." And she told me, she was here yesterday. But that happened last year. And she put it on, and it remained a light 15 hours. It's a nice. So why we do a big deal about the Nerot of Hanukkah, we saw a lot of tzaddikim that they had no oil, and they put the oil on, and they did not have enough oil, and it was a mess. Why, for more than 2,000 years, we have to remember this mess that happened on Hanukkah? Why we have to do that? This is the question. Why we have to do this, the menorah, to buy oil, and there is halachot? Why is this? Why? Behemet, I'm telling you, there is a lot of tzaddikim that they forgot when they were studying Torah, they forgot to put another candle on, and the one that they had, it didn't switch off. It remained alight, you know, hours and hours and hours. We don't talk about that even. And for the oil that, instead of remained one day, it remained 7 days, we do all this. Why? What is the reason? I was thinking this week that Yaakov, Yosef HaTzadik, as you see in the parasha of this week, can imagine how he did to give the education to Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe, they were born in Egypt. Understand Yosef. Yosef, he was the son of Yaakov. He had a special education. But now Yosef HaTzadik, he had no time to give to educate his children. He was the king. And how would these children, they become big tzaddikim? How? Bemeti. Ephraim and Menashe, they become tribute. How? Understand Yosef, but these children. But Rabotai, the answer is, Ma'ase avot simam labanim. The way a father acts, the way a father behaves, his children will follow. This is, if there is a heard about the Chatam Sofer, that one day the Chatam Sofer, somebody asked him, Rabbi, I have a problem. I take care of the yeshiva, and I don't have time to take care of my children. What can I do? Should I stop to take care of the yeshiva and to take care of the children, or what? He told him, the Chatam Sofer, take care of the yeshiva, and the yeshiva will take care of your children. The zichut of the Torah, it will take care of your children. I would like just to tell you, my children, Baruch Hashem, I'm not a lot with them. And Baruch Hashem, they're all rabbanim. Maybe I am with them only 10% of my life, of their life. And 90% I'm not with them. And Baruch Hashem, I take care of Am Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of my children. So Yosef HaTzadik Alav HaShalom, Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom, he was the symbol of the Torah. Can you imagine Yaakov Abinu when he was in Haran for 22 years? Did he have enough time to take care of his children, the Shvatim, Shiftiyah Edut Israel? He was occupied all day with the sheep of Lavan. He was busy all day. How his children become big tzaddikim? They were all prophets. They were all Nevi'im. Well, Rabotai, the answer is that the zechut of the Torah took care. Ma'ase avot siman labanim. The zechut of the Torah of Yaakov Abinu protected his children from bad influence. Now you understand. Yosef HaTzadik, he got the same education from his father. Abraham, Yitzhak from Abraham, Yaakov from Yitzhak, and the Shvatim from Yaakov. And Yosef HaTzadik, he was alone in Egypt. And he was a big tzaddik in Egypt. He was a big tzaddik. He was one against everybody. He was very handsome. All women wanted him. And he was a big tzaddik. He did not approach to no one. Yesterday, there is a man, he's 41 years old. He told me, Rabbi David, Baruch Hashem, I'm not married, I am a Kohen. And Rabbi David, he's a very handsome man, he's a doctor. Rabbi David, you cannot imagine how much I suffer. I did not find yet my mazal, but I did not do a pgam ot brit kodesh. I've done, since I was born till now, I did not touch nobody and I saw nobody. And I told him, give me the secret. He said, Rabbi David, I pray in the morning, I study Torah every day. And that protects me. A simple answer. So I took his name. He said that. So I will, when I will light the candles tonight, I will pray for him to find his mazal. So you see, Rabotai, the Shvatim, the Ephraim and Menashe, even that the father, he was occupied, he was busy, but the zichud of the Torah of Yosef that he learned in Egypt protect them, and they become Shvatim. Can you imagine, Rabotai? Bemet, it's amazing. To imagine those Hashmonaim, Alide Kohanecha Kiddushim, those Hashmonaim that they killed, those Greek soldiers after the war, and they came, the first thing they did, they went to search for the oil and to light the oil. The next was that those Kohanim, those holy Kohanim, that they did not become impure, because all their kavana was to remind Kiddushim and to light the menorah with Kedusha. Can you imagine? They were fighting the Greek. I'm sure there were a lot of Jewish people that they become Greek. And you know there is a halacha. If a Kohen, if somebody touch a dead man, he becomes tami. So automatically, those Kohanim, when they come to the Beit HaMikdash, if they light the menorah, the menorah automatically will be the oil. When they will open the oil, it will become automatically tame. The bigness was that this oil remained kasher. That those Kohanim did never reach the tuma, because all the kavana was to fight for Hashem, for Am Israel. So it was a miracle. When they fight the Greek, no one died automatically. So they become, they remain always ksherim, tehorim. So if, when they come to the Beit HaMikdash and they were searching for the oil and they find the oil, that oil, when they touch it, usually when they touch it, if they are tamei, so they will, the oil will become tamei. Now the oil was kosher, because they were kosher. That was the miracle, Rabotai. Because if it was Hashem, Rabotai, listen to this. Because there will not be a nes if the oil was tamei. And because the oil was kosher, was tahor, that was the nes. Why we talk about the nes of Hanukkah? We talk about the nes of Hanukkah because the Greek, what happened? A few thousand years ago, every minute they're coming back. It's a fight. It's a constant fight, always a fight, the darkness against the light. Ha'or negid ha'choshech. The light and the darkness are fighting together. Who's going to win? And this is, Rabotai, we're not talking here about miracles of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, it's a personal miracle of the miracle of Rabbi Hanina Sagan Kayanim. It was a miracle in the Beit HaMikdash. But here we're talking about the Kiddushah and the Tum'ah. Here we're talking, Mamash, the danger where the Jews are today, constantly, every day, every moment. That, Rabotai, that we're talking about. And I would like to finish with this. You know, Adrianus, the emperor of Rome, when he told his nephew, Ankelos, don't go to Eretz Israel. And he went to Eretz Israel. And he converted himself. He became Jew. And then what happened? Adrianus, he sent some soldiers to Ankelos to take him back to Rome. And Ankelos, he convinced him to become Jew. And then Adrianus, he sent other soldiers. And after, Adrianus, he said to the soldier, when you go to Ankelos, don't talk to him, because he will convince you to become Jew. Just take him and bring him to Rome. That's what they did. They went to Eretz Israel. They went to the house of Ankelos. Ankelos, he welcomed. Ah, welcome, welcome, Baruch Abba. There is no Baruch Abba. They took him and they took him to Rome. In the middle of the road, he begged them, please do me a favor. Please, I want to talk to you. At the end, they say, what do you want? I forgot something in my house. But we are far away from your house. Please, I have to go back to my house. I forgot something. Because you took me out from my house quickly, and I forgot something. So, they listened to him. They went back to his home. When he arrived, he just kissed the mezuzah. Just he put his hand in the mezuzah, and he kissed the mezuzah, and he told him, now let's go back. Let's go back to Rome. They told him, what you did? We come all the way along, just for you to kiss the mezuzah. He said, yes. So they asked him, what's this? This is the protection. Usually a king is inside the house, and the guards they protect him outside. We, the Jews, is the contrary. God, who is the king of the kings, is outside, and we are inside, he protects us. When they heard this, they become Jew. Rabotai, can you imagine this? A man is always protected, not only inside the house, even inside the house we need to be protected. Because my friend, you know, inside the house we think there is nobody who can see me. But hey, the mezuzah is outside, and you are inside. Do you think nobody can see you? Don't forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who protects you out from the outside, he knows what you're doing inside. So Rabotai, we live that way. We need the mezuzah. The mezuzah is something to protect the inside the house, the outside the house, from everything. So now Rabotai, this is the fight. This is the fight between the Kedusha and the Tumah. It's not finished yet. It's a fight for forever, till Mashiach will come. That way we don't do Zecher, all the miracles that we heard about the Lus Tzadikim, that we're learning Torah, and the candle, he remained alight for hours and hours. Nah, it's a personal miracle. But the menorah, it's a klali. It's something that belongs to the klal Israel. It's something, it's a fight altogether. It's something, it's not a one to, it's a fight that only through Torah we can, be'ezrat Hashem, remind what we are. Look, Yosef HaTzadik, the big proof is Yosef HaTzadik, that he was alone against everybody. Remind the Tzadik. His children, Ephraim and Menashe, they were princes. They were the sons of the king Yosef, and they were big Tzadikim. How? Well, my friend, the secret, how? It's up to us. Ner ish bebeto, and I finish. Ner, there is a halacha, ner ish bebeto. Everyone should have a ner in his house. Chanukah, ner ish bebeto. Don't forget this word. Ner ish bebeto. Ner is a candle, ish is a man, bebeto. What the meaning, ner ish bebeto? Why Hachamim, they will not say, everyone should have a Chanukah, tzarech shitiye Chanukah babayit. What that mean, ner ish bebeto? The meaning I was thinking yesterday, the meaning is this. Ner is the Torah. Ner is the mitzvot. Kiner Torah, kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Ish, it's me, it's the man. Bebeto is my body. Without the Torah, my body cannot be protected. Ner ish bebeto. This is the circuit of Chanukah. The circuit of Chanukah, it's very, very deep. What really the Greek wanted to do, it's to destroy the Jewish people from believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To keep away the Torah, to put them off, completely off. No connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could happen even today, any day. So the next was that through those moments that the Kohanim, the Chashmonim, they light the candles, and through the nest that they were not become tamei, impure, and they light the candles with purity. So it happened that every year this kiddusha, this hashpa'ah, this influence, this kiddusha that been created in this moment, we have the pleasure to take advantage of it every year. And each one, you can take some from this light for all the year. The more we prepare ourselves, the more we use, and we see the light of Hanukkah, so we take more light. For if you travel somewhere, you have to take, you have to provide yourself food to eat. We need some kiddushah for the whole year. We can take it only on Hanukkah. Ner ish bebeto. Beside the Hanukkah that you have in your house, don't forget the idea of Hanukkah. The idea of Hanukkah is Torah and mitzvot. Ish, it's you. Bebeto is your body. You want your body to be protected from the outside, like Yosef, like Menashe Ephraim, like Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, like everybody. Bring Torah to your body. You man, ner ish. You man, you want to be, you want to continue, bring Torah to your body. Only through this, you can, Be'ezat Hashem, you can, Be'ezat Hashem, survive this, generation that really the, with the big battle, big fight between the two. On one hand, you have the Kedusha, Ma'alin Bakodesh, and you think that the Tum'ah, they have no move, they don't move, as well, they are after you. There is an improvement. Always the Tum'ah, they improve themselves, how to catch you, how to catch Am Yisrael. So that she will not catch me, so I have to improve myself, Ma'alin Bakodesh, through Tfilot, Ma'asim Tovim, לימוד התורה. יהיה רצון שהקדוש ברוך הוא יביאו ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיכם, ותזכו בעת השם לגאולה שלמה, ותזכו ליהנות מאורות החנוכה עד ביד משיח צדקנו, אמן.